Today we're going to talk about holding tzitzis and kissing tzitzis during Shema. Sometimes you see people that gather all four tzitzios and put them in front of them, and sometimes they just kiss them by when they say the word tzitzis, and sometimes they put them by their eyes and by their heart and by the, and they do all sorts of things with the tzitzis. Sometimes people only take the two front tzitzios. Where does this all come from? Is there any Gemara that talks about holding tzitzis or kissing tzitzis during Shema? So the answer is no. There's no Gemara that talks about it, but there is a wealth of literature already from the times of the Rishonim, really already from the times of the Gaonim on this issue. In the Gaonim already, we find some objection to it. But the original source, even before the Gaonim, the Medrash Shachar Tov on Tehillim Mizmor Lamed Hey writes, "Kol atzmosei tamarna Hashem michamocha," that our entire bodies are involved in worshiping and serving Hashem. David says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to David, David, ma ata osali? Amar lo, so David says, here's what I'll do. Ani ashabecha b'chol evarai. I'll praise you with all of my limbs, with my head bowed low, with my neck, I'm going to be mekayim matifas tzitzis, with my eyes, I'm going to be mekayim urisim or so. B'chaza simas tzitzis k'neged alev kol zman shani korei Hashema, says the Medrash. With my chest, I'll serve you by holding the tzitzis near my heart whenever I read Shema. So it's going to be on my heart. And then he goes on to say, Yad smol uvani oches tzitziosi bizman kriya Shema. With my left hand, I'm going to serve you, Hashem, by holding my tzitzis in my left hand during the zman kriya Shema. So the Medrash seems like a pretty good source that during Shema there is some sort of inyan to hold tzitzis. In the Gaonim, we find almost the opposite. In the Tshuvas of Rav Netrunai Gaon, he writes, when you say Shema, should you hold the four tzitzios? So he says, this is not the way of the chachamim and their talmidim. Ze derech, either yiseirusu or yihirusu. This is a derech, either something extra or something that's yuhara, that's religious arrogance, that you're going to do something that's so demonstrative religiously, like holding tzitzis. Rav Netrunai Gaon did not think so. He says, and besides, if you're focused so much on your tzitzis at the time that you're wearing them, then afterwards, why would you, when you first put them on, why would you have to hold them in your hand afterwards? He says, if that were the case, when you get to Ukshartem, you should have to hold your tefillin also. And if you're going to say that you do hold your tefillin by Ukshartem, when you say Ukhsaftem, should you run to the mezuzah and touch Ukhsaftem al mezuzah beisecha? Should you run to the mezuzah and touch the mezuzah? We don't touch every mitzvah every time we're talking about the mitzvah. So Rav Netrunai Gaon was against it. In Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah in Siman Peches, he writes, "Vanan chazilan hatenach mezuzah delei segabei." He says in response to Rav Netrunai Gaon, he says, the mezuzah is not right next to you when you say uchsavtem. But tzitzis ima'ayin b'hu u'mimashmish b'hu beis kriyashma sheisha mitzvah shabir dami u'ma'achbalan. But it's a wonderful thing if you're talking about tzitzis in Shema to hold the tzitzis. Why would that be a bad thing? What would be negative about that? In fact, the Torah in Arachayim in Sim Samach Aleph, the Torah writes, v'yeshnog in the mashmish kam b'tzitzios kishomer v'hayolacham l'tzitzis u'risa masel. Then when we read the parsha of tzitzis in kriyashma, there is a minog, the Torah says, that people hold the tzitzis. The Rivash has a tshuva about this as well, in Siman Tav Pei Vav, it's quoted by the Beis Yosef and others, where the Rivash was asked about being mistakel bedalet tzitzios, looking at the four tzitzis at the time of Kriya Shema, when you get to Re'isam also. So the Rivash responds to the Shoel, that you tell me, Mr. Shoel, that there are people that are loagim alecha, there are people that are mocking you, that are making fun of you that you do this, and they're pointing to a tshuva of Rav Netrunai Gaon, the tshuva we saw before, that in order to mock you. So says the Rivash, va'atosh nahaktel istakel b'bishas kriyas shema k'shata magil v'yirisamos u'riisamoso al taniach minhagcha ki minag yafahu. Rivash says, don't listen to those mockers, don't listen to those scoffers. You should do what you're doing. It's a wonderful minhag. Having said that, the Abu Dram, on the other hand, writes that in the name of Natshuna Egon, that it's Yehirus, it's a Derech Yuara, because anything that a person is not chayiv to do, when you do in a public way, that's a Midas Chasidus, that's Mechzik Yuara. That looks like it's a sense of Yuara. But it would not be a sense of Yuara if everybody's doing it. Meaning, if that's the minhag that everybody does, then it seems that it's appropriate and would not be at all a violation of Yuara. Question is, though, how many of the tzitzios should you have in front of you? Is it better to have four, all four in front of you, or to just gather the front two tzitzios? So the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Gimel Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph that there's a specific remez in having all four tzitzios, because there are eight strings on each corner, so that's 32 strings. They're doubled over, so it's really you Kofin Alav Samach Dalid, and you find, so it's 64, and then you have, meaning you hold them in a doubled over way, so that makes it like it's 64, and there are 64 words from Daber al B'nei Yisrael Vasu Lehem Tzitzis until Ani Hashem Elokeichem, to be merameis that it's as if the Shechina is right next to us, Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samid, so that's one remez. And then he says, if it's also to be Mesakin the Yetzer Hara, that you should have it right in front of you, that the way that people do Averos is also Surach Re'levavchem V'achre Enechem, they see something, and that causes their heart to desire it. So if instead of seeing Averos, we see the Tzitzios, it will humble a person, and it will cause a person to be able to defeat his Yetzer Hara. That's what the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, that it's best that a person should have four. However, the Beis Yosef in Orchaim Simon Chav Dalid says, in the name of Rav Menachem Mirikant in Parsha Shalach, that you should be mistakel b'shtei tzitzios shalafanav, because the two tzitzios in front of you have 10 knots, and that's a remez to the Havayos, so that's the appropriate thing. And he says, v'anisha matiyot shekol echad mei tzitzios yesh mechamisha k'sharim m'shmona chutin k'minyan echad, that each tzitzis has eight strings, five knots, k'minyan echad gematria 13. And when you put the two tzitzios together, 13 times 2 is 26, Yudke Vavke. So the Beis Yosef writes, so it sounds like a Chassidish Rebbe. Beis Yosef says, the Gematria of Yudke Vavke, it's Kedai to have the two tzitzis in front of you, not the four. The Arizal is quoted as having said that when you get to the parsha of tzitzis, you should hold the four tzitzios in your right hand and look at them. When you get to Re'isem, you should have kavana about the tzitzis. And when you get to Va'achrei Enechem, you should kiss them and put them between your eyes. But both hands should then be holding on to the tzitzis keneged the lev until you get la'ad in the next paragraph. And then that's the minhag ha'arizal. So you see a lot of people doing all these machinations with their tzitzis. They're trying to do what the Arizal says, to do all the things, putting it by your eyes, by your heart, and all the different going through the different processes. The Rav Yar writes in Hilchas Lulav that when we talk about the chiyuv chinuch, the age of chinuch for a child, when is a child chayiv in mitzvos? So when he's higiel chinuch, that's when he has to start doing mitzvos. What's higiel chinuch? 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old? So it depends on the mitzvah. As soon as a child knows how to do a mitzvah really well, that's when he should start doing that mitzvah. What do we mean really well? So it really depends. Some mitzvahs a child is ready to do at a younger age, some mitzvahs at an older age. So the Rav Yar writes, and when is he chayiv in tzitzis? When he knows this atef, he knows how to wrap it around his head, and he knows that he's supposed to hold the Peshas Kriya Shema. So you already see from the Rav Yah that holding a Peshas Kriya Shema is considered a chelik of the mitzvah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says Katan Yodel Is Atev Aviv Tzarech Likach Lo Tzitzis Lechancho, and the Rama adds V'Davka Kashi Yodel Lat of Shnei Tzitzios Lefanav U'Shnayim La'Achrav V'Yodel Lechos Atzitzis B'Yado Peshas Kriya Shema. That what age does a Katan have to be? In this initial chanuch, the Rama, what age does a child have to be chayiv in tzitzis, when he knows to hold the tzitzis in his hand during Kriya Shema? So apparently, holding tzitzios in your hand b'shas Kriya Shema is a not just a viable minhag, but the appropriate minhag. We hold not like that Rav Netru. No, you don't. This is an appropriate minhag. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur goes through even more than the Arizal in terms of what to do with the tzitzis at different points. He says when you get to Uzuchartem, you should kiss them. When you get to Achrei Nechem, you put them on your eyes until the Ma'an. From then you hold it across from your heart, and then you hold it in your right hand until you look at them, and you say, "As Kol Mitzvos Hashem, you should be Mechavein, Zim Mekabel Olmach Shemaim." Then you should kiss them and put them again across your eyes and put them again by your heart. He has a whole procedure of what one is supposed to do. But again, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch just says, "Hold the tzitzis while you're saying Kriya Shema." Ruchaim Velazhner writes that he would not take four tzitzios in front of him b'shas Kriya Shema. So when he did that, the Gra got upset at him, because it never says in the Gemara or in the Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to have four tzitzios in front of you b'shas Kriya Shema. And Adraba, the mitzvah of tzitzis typically is to have two tzitzios in front of you and two behind you. You should have two corners in front of you, two behind you. So why should it be different b'shas Kriya Shema? They should have all four in front of you. And Shulchan Aruch doesn't say to have all four. Just the Rama says you should hold your tzitzis. Hold your tzitzis b'shas Kriya Shema. So the Arizal says, no, you got to take all four, and it's about connecting all the dal kanfos or whatever. But doesn't say that way in Shulchan Aruch. What about kissing the tzitzis? All this is just about holding the tzitzis. So the Rama writes in Siman Chav Dalet Sifkat and Dalet, Gam noagim ktsas l'nashe katzitzis b'shas sheroebam v'akolu chibu v'mitzvah. That there's a minag that people kiss the tzitzis when they see them, and that's all part of chibuv mitzvah. Doesn't say every time you say the word tzitzis. It says when you see them, you kiss the tzitzis, and that's part of the chibuv mitzvah of tzitzis. The Shla HaKadosh, Sheluchos HaBris, the Shla HaKadosh writes that a person should think that, if a mitzvah comes once every once in a while, he's so excited for the mitzvah, he wants to connect to the mitzvah, and he says, I've seen people who will kiss their matzos, they'll kiss their maror, they'll kiss their sukkah, and they'll kiss their dalet minim, and that's all appropriate, that's a chibuv mitzvah. And he says, we can learn this, all of this, from the Rama. The Rama says we kiss our tzitzis when we see them, so if you kiss your tzitzis, which is something you do every day, so something that only comes once in a while, to be ovid Hashem, besimcha v'tuv levav, person should be eager and interested in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a way of expressing that is by kissing them. So where does it come from to kiss every time you mention the word tzitzis? The earliest source I could find that says that is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gansfried writes that Kodem Kriya Shema, when you say Vavienu, you take the tzitzis in your hand and you hold it during Kriya Shema in your left hand, Bein Kmitza Lazeres, between your pinky and your ring finger, Keneged Libo, across from your heart. When you get to Vayomer, which is Parsha Tzitzis, you hold it in your right hand also, meaning you then hold it with both hands, your right hand as well. And when you say Reisim Oso, you pass them in front of your eyes and you look at them and you kiss them. Vinagin Shabachal Pam Shaomer Tevas Tzitzis Noshkan. And the minig is that you kiss them every time you say the word tzitzis until v'nachmadim la'ad, and then you kiss them again and you drop them. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Chav Dalet Sif Beis that the Arizal says to hold them bein kmitza lazeres. Again, this idea to hold them between the pinky and the ring finger, and up until Vayomer only in the left hand. Once you get to Vayomer, to hold them in the right hand as well. That is the general minhag that people have, I think, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, to kiss the tzitzis. However, it should be noted, not everyone is excited about the minhag of kissing the tzitzis in middle of Kriya Shema. I remember when I was a camper in camp, no, maybe when I was a counselor, one of the learning rabbis in camp told one of the kids he shouldn't kiss his tzitzis. And the kid was like, what? That's against everything anyone ever told me. So this guy, this rabbi, I guess, was a big gra person, and he made it his life's mission, I guess, to tell everyone all the shittos of the Gra. The Gra probably doesn't want people going to co-ed camps either, but I don't know, I guess he wasn't interested in that shita. But the shittos of the Gra he was very interested in. So he told, so in Maisa Rav, it says in Siman Lama Tes, that the Gra would hold shtei tzitzio shalafana b'shas Kriya Shema v'lo nashkam klal. But the Gra did not kiss his tzitzis during Kriya Shema. So if you look in the Maaser Rav, in the later editions of Maaser Rav that have all sorts of commentaries, the commentaries suggest different reasons why the Grud didn't kiss the tzitzis. They say maybe because he was concerned of a hefsek, that every time you say the word tzitzis, it's right in the middle of a pasuk. So you say the word tzitzis, you kiss the tzitzis right in the middle of a pasuk. You shouldn't be pausing in the middle of a pasuk. Maybe that was his concern. Or maybe it was a bittel of the re'iyah. You're supposed to be looking at the tzitzis the whole time. So if you put it by your mouth, you go cross-eyed trying to look at them the whole time if it's if you bring them to your mouth. You should keep them at a distance where you should actually be able to see the tzitzis while you're saying Shema. So there are those that have such a minhag that they do like the Gra not to kiss the tzitzis during Shema. But I think the general practice is to do like the Mishnah Berurah says, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, to hold them between your pinky and your ring finger from ready during the Birchus Kriya Shema until Vayomer, then Vayomer, and Vayomer hold it with your right hand as well. And people typically kiss the tzitzis when they say the tzitzis, and again when they finish the paragraph, and again where it says in the Siddur to be menashik the tzitzis and let them go by la'ad in the following paragraph. I think that's typically the minhag, and we should just realize it's all the chib of mitzvah. It's all to show how excited we are about mitzvahs, how much we love mitzvahs, and this is not an uncommon practice of kissing cheftza shel mitzvah to show how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs.